This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Free for all Friday. You want to talk Tigers, Red Wings, Lions, Michigan, Michigan State? It's a jam-packed weekend. We asked you how many wins total, 248-539-9797.
And you included the Leafs-Wings game.
Yeah, I did.
And also the possibility.
Tigers
can play two games this week.
They win Friday, they'll play Sunday. Mm-hmm. Head-to-head, same time that the Lions play.
Yeah.
How does tonight go, Stoney?
Wow. I think it starts off as a low-scoring game, and then Scooble's going to walk a guy, give up a home run to somebody. Tigers will claw back and get within one, and the final score will be 2-1 Seattle.
Low-scoring.
Yeah.
Agonizing.
I don't know what the over-under on men left on base or runners in scoring position will be. I just think they're going to go back to what it's been. I think the last three innings Wednesday afternoon at Comerica was basically just a one-timer.
So you think it ends the way it ended last year?
Yes.
Where they leave a ton of guys on base and we're left asking for more bats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe Bregman will be available next year.
I think he's going to opt out, Stoney.
Yeah.
I think they win tonight. I'm feeling much more optimistic than you are. And it's not like shot it from the mountaintop, chest.
Right.
Guys, we get it. The Tigers are offensively challenged. They've stepped up in two different elimination spots. They will send Scooble to the mound. They've got the edge. What they're going to do with it, I don't know, but they have the edge, and that's why I'm optimistic.
I
do think there's something about Kirby Karp. It's only one at-bat or two at-bats, maybe three at-bats, but in a low-scoring game, Stoney, you say 2-1, it may be the difference in the game today. He's got five home runs in his career against Kirby, including one in this postseason.
Look, I'll be stunned if either team wins by by more than two or three runs. So, yeah, it's a coin flip, and I just, maybe because I always focus on the negative, their offensive futility up until innings, 5, 6, and 7 the other night, that's about it.
I mean, how deep does Scooble go? If he's rolling, I mean, he's pitched into the eighth in this playoffs.
If it's one of those games where he is on fire and it's a tie game or they're winning, he's gone as long as he can possibly go. He's gone at least 8,
yeah,
in my mind.
And it's a huge edge because at that point, you're hoping to chase Kirby before the third carpet bat. Seattle will be on their third or fourth arm at that point.
Right.
That's a huge advantage in this game. It's not enough to guarantee a win, but it's a huge advantage.
Does if we get Kirby out of there, and but it's still a competitive game, do they bring Castillo in?
They may. I mean, Spire's their only lefty, and if they use him for Karp that third time through, they don't have him in the 7th, 8th, or 9th in a leverage spot.
Right.
But they're going to empty out their bench because this is it. This is the season.
Right.
And they're going to get Brian Wu, they think, back if they advance. So use everybody today.
Right. Their other lefty, they got actually at the deadline.
Ferguson.
He hasn't been very good.
No.
Then there's former Tiger Luke Jackson.
Came in the game the other day.
I know.
You and I looked at each other like, is that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Former Tiger.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Let's get to Mitch in Gross Point. Mitch, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm calling in to talk about the Wings. I, you know, it's one game, right? It's the first game of the year, and for the first time in a couple of years, I'm actually really excited about this team. I was at the game last night, and all three young guys looked great out there, you know, for their first NHL game. And you know, I don't want so much hate on this team just after one game to start the year. We're finally starting to see these guys coming up, and I think we should all be really excited about that. I mean, 9 of the guys on the team are Yzerman draft picks. 6 of them are first rounders, right? And yeah, it's going to take time, but I think it really shows how bad things were when Yzerman took over. But on the flip side of that, he should absolutely be on the hot seat. I mean, you're bringing in guys like Travis Hamonic, who I think was -4 last night.
Yeah.
Right? Like
Travis Harmonica, as I call
defenseman.
Him.
Yeah, he's a veteran who you're bringing in to teach these younger guys who looked completely lost out there last night.
It's almost like nobody wanted him, and he was available for a reason at the end of the offseason. Mitch, you said you were at the
absolutely.
Game. You watched this team get booed off the ice in the second period, yes?
Absolutely.
Okay, so while it is only one game, they got booed off the ice in the opener last year. And while I'm excited about some 20-year-olds, it says something that they're on the top line and the top 4 pair and playing big minutes. It says that this isn't a very good hockey team.
I think guys like Casper are going to take the next step this year. I think, you know, you'll see, you know, I mean, Kane looks pretty old, but I'd like to see that Casper DeBrincat Kane line actually have some solid production this year if Casper takes that next step.
I guess we're having two different conversations. I think there's some young players who are promising, and I think those young players will continue to grow, and I don't think they're going to do anything this season anyway. Like, you don't think they're making the playoffs, right? You think this will be a decade without the playoffs?
I don't. I think we'll make the playoffs this year.
Okay.
So who made it last year?
I think we'll be in a Calder watch with Pelika by the end of the year. I think I think that Casper takes that next step, and I think that Raymond also increases his production.
I don't think Pelika is going to be in the Calder conversation, but they are going to get better with you as young players develop. I grant you that, but they still defensively, come on, man. It's ridiculous. It is one game.
So,
but you're right. They didn't do enough to improve their defense.
No. Gibson will only be as good as the defense in front of him. See Anaheim. And last night in his debut, right, that's the big veteran addition Yzerman made this offseason. There weren't any others.
No.
It was, we're getting a better goalie. He was chased out of the game. He saved 8 shots. He gave up 5 goals on 13 shots. And if you don't want to blame it all on him, fine. But then you have to come to my side of, they don't have a defense. And I was told, hey, it's McClellan. He doesn't have to get dropped into the middle of the year. He's going to implement a much better structure, and he's a good coach, and he may be those things. I didn't see evidence of 3 weeks of camp and structure.
No,
I saw a lot of breakdowns and odd man rushes.
They looked bad last night. There's no doubt about it. But
So if I'm not getting a big McClellan bump, and I'm not getting a big Gibson bump, and it's unfair to count on 20-year-olds.
Where's your bump coming from? I don't know.
You're the king. You know about bumps.
Yeah.
Where's the booger sugar? Come on. How's this team getting into playoffs?
They're not. We agree too much, man.
I think the Lions are winning this week.
Okay. Well,
I think the Tigers are winning this week.
Okay.
I think Michigan's winning this week.
Well, I spoke too soon.
But you're right. You and I see this hockey team the same exact way.
Yeah.
It's painful. Let's get to Tony and Davidson.
How we doing, guys?
What's up?
Firstly, just quickly on the Wings. I mean, come on, Stevie. The National League is not a development league. You'd think the guy would know that, but he keeps putting that team out there and...
Well,
yeah, but anyway.
But wait a second. Hold on. I'll fight you on that one. You want these guys here not to sit in Grand Rapids like they usually do too long. By the time they bring them up, they're not that good. I think for some of these guys, just let them play.
Yeah, I mean, true, but I mean, I won't, not to name names, but not that they're listening, maybe they are, but a couple of those guys just, I know, one game sample size, that they didn't look ready.
I heard good things anyways, about Finney. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, to the more important things, we got a big game tonight.
Yeah. How's it going to go?
I think Scoobles, well, bats are going to go cold again, but I think Scoobles going to grab his plums and really show why he deserves the big ticket here next year, getting a signing, whether it's with us or not. But I think Scoobles going 9. We might give up 2-3 hits, and Tigers are going all the way here.
Wow. Grabbing his plums tonight, Stoney.
Jeez. Going all the way, he said, too.
Well, look, we talked JV in a big spot, and Scoobles the best arm we've had since JV.
Yeah.
And this is the night to go do it.
Yeah, but look, JV did it twice.
Game fives.
Yeah.
In this round, right? ALDS.
Yes.
Road spots, too, right? At least one of them?
Yes.
Both of them, yeah.
I would be beyond floored if Scoobles pitched 9 innings tonight.
Yeah, me too.
The game is different than it was when Verlander did it.
Correct.
It really is.
It's also not about being the tough guy. If you lose any effectiveness, they got to pull him.
Now, I just feel like he's got to be real strategic tonight in how he pitches, which should lead to a little bit higher than the normal pitch count.
Correct.
He needs to really paint. Do not go think you're Mr. Tough Guy and you're going to mow down some of these right-handed hitters.
Get these guys that hit the ground out.
Yeah.
Let them be the team that hits feeble grounders to first base.
So I'll tell you what, right now, especially why are you throwing anything to Julio Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Hey, his swing was horrible the other day.
I know.
Stoney, you have a nickname for one of those Red Wing defensemen. What was it?
Oh, harmonica?
This text says because he blows.
Dad joke Friday?
It's been one of those. Hey, we're going to get into the Lions a little bit coming up next. We got the cookie jar as well. It's 97.1.
Well, I've got your tailgating must-have this season. Surfside iced tea and vodka or Surfside lemonade and vodka. They're absolutely delicious and available in convenient variety 8-packs. Now, each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and my favorite part, 0 bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so you can tailgate like a champ all day long. Look for the can with the sunset stripes and ask for it at your local bars and stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah. By the way, you mentioned that fine defenses, free agent acquisitions that they came up with for the help defense.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Harmonic,
yeah.
As I call him, Harmonica. There was also another one they acquired, they signed.
Yeah.
Unless he's hurt and I don't know, but Jacob Bernard Docker didn't even make he wasn't even dressed. He was a healthy scratch.
Correct.
Along with Berggren.
They didn't add any significant skaters.
No.
The one big addition was the goalie who gave up 5 goals on 13 shots. Wasn't all his fault. Right. They didn't beef up the blue line. Not going to do him any favors.
1 of 82. 1 of 82.
Boot off the ice in your centennial kickoff.
Yeah, I know. Look bad.
They did. And again, I feel guilty even talking about them because of what else is going on right now. We've got the Tigers. We've got the Lions. It's a free-for-all Friday. 248-539-9797. You and I see this Sunday night game going very differently with the Lions.
Yeah, I just think the cornerback lack of depth there because of the injuries is going to bite him against Mahomes. I mean, I know he's not what he was. Now, if Worthy doesn't play, that's another issue. But they still are capable of scoring some points. They'll come up with something.
What do you make of, we've gotten texts that say, the league won't let the Chiefs start 2-4.
Oh, stop some that.
Some home
stop
cooking
that.
At Arrowhead, Stoney.
I don't buy any of that stuff. That's blaming the refs and all that crap. No. If there's a bad call, there's a bad call.
I think the Lions are winning this game. I watched the Eagles go into Arrowhead and win this season. I'm not overly impressed with Philadelphia. Right. I've seen Detroit go into Baltimore when Baltimore was healthy and manhandle them. Both sides of the line of scrimmage. May get Aleem McNeil back.
Yes.
And we'll see on Taylor Decker. But Detroit could come in and simply bully Kansas City. TOP takeaway. Set up everything. Make Goff's life easy. Get some explosives. Kill the clock. And run the ball. And Kansas City has not stopped the run.
Correct.
26th in yards per carry defense. You can run on them almost 5 yards a carry. So Detroit comes in and runs the ball. Physical. Scores a bunch of points. This Kansas City defense is not elite. The mystique is gone in Kansas City. They're not intimidated to go there and play. And Stoney, I share the concern about the secondary. But Kansas City's offensive line's not that good.
No.
If Detroit gets pressure, you help those guys out.
You're right.
Detroit finishes
gonna,
drives.
And they're going to try to do it without blitzing. I get all that.
Detroit finishes drives. Kansas City kind of gets bogged down.
True.
So I like Detroit in this spot. You guys let us know. 248-539-9797.
Could be Hollywood Brown's coming out party if they don't get pressure on Mahomes.
I think Tyquan Thornton's going to catch a 40-yard ball in this game. I mean, he will. I mean, they've been throwing the ball vertically down the field. The Lions will have a breakdown in coverage. I'm not telling you it's going to be some double-digit disco, Stoney. I'm not telling you it's going to be a 2-touchdown win, but I think Detroit's going to get it done on the road. And I don't think they should be underdogs.
Look, I always liked their secondary, Kansas City, with McDuffie and Hicks is pretty good, but they're good up front as far as pressure with Jones, and Karlaftis has done pretty well. The linebacker, I mean, I love Nick Bolton, so it's not an awful defense. Just hasn't been playing really good. And you guys brought up earlier a great point, but Chris Jones was nationally shamed.
Yeah.
Last week. If he is, if he is who we thought he was, he's going to have a great game, or at least try to have a good game on Sunday.
That was Greg's point in the picks, is he's getting a matchup against an interior of the Lions offensive line that's still fairly young.
Correct.
Let us know. 248-539-9797. They got the Tigers in the mix, too. Scoob will start.
Mm-hmm.
Optimism, pessimism, completely unsure. Do you have any idea what's going to happen tonight? Because
no.
I think there's a lot of people who have no idea what's going to happen tonight.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Just sending the fans out there as well. 248-539-9797. When you're a playoff series, you get to know the other team a little bit better. Who's your hate guy on the Seattle Mariners, if there is one?
The guy that I hate?
Or just, who's the guy that just...
Pain in the ass?
Yeah, you don't like.
Naylor.
Why?
I don't know if it's some of it when he was in Cleveland.
Okay.
He also had a good day the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. Naylor, I just met her. He had didn't he wear the bat, the belt with the bling and all that?
Yeah,
kind
the bedazzled
of
belt.
Yeah. Not big on him. I guess.
I mean, it's not like an overwhelming amount of hate, but he would be the guy. You asked a question. I don't hate Cal Raleigh.
No.
I don't hate Julio Rodriguez.
No. Seems like he had a good personality.
Rosarena's got a knack for some big postseason hits, but I don't hate him.
No. They're not a hateable team.
No,
man.
They're not super hateable.
I'm not going to.
They're also a team I think a lot of people liked at one point, like when they had Randy Johnson and Ken Griffey Jr. or Ichiro. Not that anybody here is a Mariners fan, but they're always kind of a likable team.
And you kind of feel sorry in a weird way for teams that have never won, like people feel for the Lions.
They're the only team that's never made the World Series.
I know. It's incredible.
It's definitely Naylor. I remember last year when fans could not stand him during that series. The other thing with Naylor is he definitely belongs on the it looks like they smell
team. Yes, there's no doubt about it.
The looks like they what?
Smell team.
He's athletes also at- the oldest looking 28-year-old I've ever seen in my life. Isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. By the way,
you think he's attractive?
No.
Tonight's starting pitcher could for the Mariners could look like the looks like he, they could smell team too. Kirby.
Valeni swears that I look like George Kirby. Do you see that?
Does Jim smell too for it?
Deodorant's on today. We're good.
No, you don't look anything like George Kirby.
I don't think so either.
Sorry, I just looked him up.
But he texted me the other day. He goes, Costa's a spitting image of George Kirby. Thank you.
Maybe a little. And if not I just here, had, not if, at if, all. It depends on the photo. And
so
it,
he
like,
just has a mustache. So if I had just the mustache.
Am I looking at this right? This is who I'm
George
looking
Kirby,
at.
George Seattle Kirby, Seattle Mariners. Yeah, I don't think we look alike.
No, but no, I don't
well,
either.
Well, the pictures Heather's seeing does not have a mustache either.
No, the photos I see him here, no mustache.
He's like a nerd, actually.
Maybe like...
Well, maybe then.
Like, I don't know.
Hey, put it this way, Jim. At least you're not being said to be looking like Ted Cruz, like Jamie was back in the day.
Oh, no.
Somebody said, remember Stoney?
Yes.
When I was clean shaven, people said I looked like Dave Fleming, play-by-play voice, Giants. Greg's nodding his head. I used to get some of that.
I can see that.
It looks like Jim Costa with those clean
without facial hair. Yeah. Anyway, this is a weird little. What? Let's get to Heather's news.
It's all weird.
We're a little journey we're on.
Just Googling people's names and no, Dave Fleming? No. I don't see it. Anyway, a man who stuffed Hot Pockets into his pockets at a Dollar General store in Highland Park earlier this year and was then caught by employees trying to steal the Hot Pockets has been sentenced to more than a year in prison. So after this guy was caught stealing the Hot Pockets, he opened his jacket to reveal that he had a gun. He threatened to shoot the employees and then he left quickly from the scene. Now that gun was not his. It was registered to somebody else. He did not have a CPL. And when he left, police found him at his workplace. And you know what he was doing?
What?
Sitting in his break room eating Hot Pockets.
Okay.
Anyway, he's been sentenced to 15 months in jail. And when he's released, he'll have a supervised release for 3 years. Angel Reese is about to make history. She is set to become the first professional athlete to walk in the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Hey, 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 good for her. She made a post on social media. She had a lengthy thing to say, but she said, from Angel to Victoria's Secret Angel, right?
Oh,
it's like
nice.
Fitting. So the show is scheduled for October 15th. It will stream live on Prime Video. The NCAA could be allowing college football and other sports to take advantage of a fresh revenue stream.
Okay.
So the committee has proposed allowing ads on uniforms. And if adopted, commercial logos could appear on football uniforms by 2026. So under this proposal, schools could add 2 commercial logos to uniforms for non-NCAA championship competition. And an additional logo could also be allowed on equipment. So it could go on a helmet for players as well.
I got no problem with it as long as it's not big and gaudy. I mean, they wear ads anyway for Nike or their Under Armour, Adidas,
yeah,
whatever.
That's who makes the clothes.
Yes.
So I get, yeah. I mean, I don't have an issue with it at all, but
it
could be happening. Yeah. Let's see. Okay, so it's crazy to me how many people really care about the halftime show.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of people do really care, and a lot of people are upset that Bad Bunny is headlining the show. So Turning Point USA, that's the organization founded by Charlie Kirk, is giving a quote, all-American halftime show to counter Bad Bunny's performance. Now, they haven't announced any details yet. There's no, like, performers listed, but they do have a website up, and there's a poll asking what kind of music people would want. You can choose between Americana, classic rock, hip-hop, country, pop, and anything in English.
What's Americana music?
Is that like Lee Greenwood? I want to be an American. Is that what Americana music is?
I don't know.
I've just asked the question. I don't know either.
I don't know. Anyway, that's what's happening in the world. Miami head coach Mario Cristobal thinks that the Heisman Trophy should be presented after all postseason games are played. So he was on the Part of My Take podcast on Wednesday, and he criticized the process of the Heisman ceremony happening in mid-December.
I agree with him.
I disagree with him.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't want the award to just go to whoever the best player on the last team standing every year. It's not a postseason award. The MVP in the NFL is not a postseason award. The MVP in all sports is not a postseason award.
I would love to see I love to see players how they perform in pressure situations. You don't get that enough of sometimes.
But isn't it just going to end up going to one of the guys on the last two teams?
Not necessarily.
Well, they were outstanding. They played more games and had more moments, and they're the most outstanding player.
You get more educated voters, it wouldn't be like that.
Well, that's a completely different conversation, Stoney. That's Heather with the news. Cookie Jar's next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.